This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast to you from my flagship radio station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail senders, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Oh, let's not forget now our Uber, our Lyft, and our taxi drivers, and our bus drivers out there moving the people around across America. And we thank them for all the jobs that they do. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have over there. Joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, just when we thought the Epstein situation couldn't get any stranger, now we find out 2 days before he allegedly committed suicide, he filled out a will. Now, that will, the value of his estate is estimated to be some $578 million worth of real estate and cash on hand. And the person that he had work the will with him and sign off as a witness was the attorney for El Chapo.
That's right. That was the witness and so forth. And we understand that everything was supposed to have been transferred into a trust as of August the 8th, we understand. And most likely, of course, this is a move to try to make it harder for people to try to get money out of, at that time, either Epstein or now Epstein's estate. Some of it tracks with what he put down on his bail request form, basically, but he, of course, was denied bail. But this is quite interesting because this is going to add fuel to the fire, Captain. Here's someone who is evidently, from what we understand, right, what we've been told, getting ready to commit suicide, but going through this particular process. This is going to fuel more of the conspiracy theories and the suspicion around his death.
Well, of course, because who's to say right now that somebody's palm wasn't greased, or maybe several somebody's palms weren't greased along the line to make sure that whatever was done to him was done right, so that he didn't have to worry about it a second time, since he'd already tried it one time and it didn't work.
Well, right, and again, so we're continuing to learn more about the process in the prison itself. We've got the autopsy report that's come out. But of course, again, because this is so high profile, to most of the people watching this, it just doesn't seem so open and shut. And that's why I'm hoping we're going to get some pretty good, more definitive evidence about this. But in the meantime, of course, this is another thing that just sort of, kicks this thing along.
Well, we will definitely keep our eyes and ears wide open. Now, yesterday we talked about the three R's the Democrats were playing with, which is all part of the Cloward-Piven strategy. They started out with Russia, then they went with racism. Now they're using the recession word. So, Kellyanne Conway, who, by the way, is coming to Tampa, Florida, Thursday night this week to the Tampa Convention Center at 6:30, and I will be there. She's coming to appear with Casey DeSantis, the governor's wife of Florida, and Pam Bondi, the former attorney general, at a rally for Women for Trump. At the Tampa Convention Center, and I think that's going to be interesting. So I'm going to go. I've already got my media credentials to go. But Kellyanne Conway yesterday was talking about the economy, talking to the ladies around the country about the economy, and here's what she had to say.
It's nice to see the media finally cover the Trump economy. You seem to cover it only when you can use the Sesame Street word of the day, recession. And so you're using a tweet here or a report there or an economist's words here and there. The fact is the fundamentals of our economy are very strong, and you know it.
Well, we're hearing the word recession. We're having people tell us how bad things are. In the meantime, I'm seeing just the opposite because it depends on where you live in the country. And if you're up in one of the blue states or you're out there in your state of California, people can't get out of there fast enough. They can't afford to live there.
Well, exactly. What we're seeing is a good contrast in how, you know, you run things in particular states and why people want to leave some states to come to other states, for one thing. Also, Captain, it seems, from what I understand today, the number of economists who are believing that or predicting that there would be some kind of recession next year during the election year is actually going down. It's now some are pushing it back to 2021 and so forth. But again, we're looking at, in many ways, we're in uncharted territory because of the global changes, because of the way that business is changing in the United States very, very quickly. You know, we can have a strong economy, but at the same time, we can see things happening in terms of businesses and types of businesses transitioning. We'll get reports about department store that isn't doing very well. But those things may be going a different direction now because something else is coming along to take up that slack.
All righty. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, and we'll be right back, folks, with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Voter fraud or voter suppression? We'll hear what Stacey Abrams had to say about it yesterday. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, Kyle Warren. We certainly do appreciate him doing that for us. And before we get back to Kyle, I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has been nothing less than a godsend to me because I used to have to take products called Mobic and Flexeril. Yes, those are prescription drugs for the arthritis pain that I was having. And I was pretty much stuck with it for the rest of my life, or so I was told by the doctor. And I finally got an opportunity to try something different. It's an all-natural supplement. It's called Relief Factor. And it works for me. I take it twice a day. Once in the morning with food. Once in the late afternoon with food. And that's it. And so far, the pain and the swelling that I've had in my ankles, which has been my big problem, have gone away. And if I do have a problem where I aggravate something and the swelling starts again, I take a third packet. There's four pills in a packet, and it goes away again. So that's what it takes, and it works. So here's what you can do. For $19.95, you can get the three-week quick start. Because if you're having back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle aches, or arthritis pain like I am and I have, then this is the way to solve the problem for many, many, many people that are listening to me right now. The website to go to, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And give it a shot. $19.95, the three-week quick start. All you do is pay that plus the taxes involved, and you get it sent to you a normal manner. If you want to get it sent to you quicker, I think it costs about $8 or $10 to get it sent to you next day or second day or something like that. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Hopefully it will do for you what it did for me, and that was get me out of pain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, if you wanted to get attention somehow or another, you'd make a statement like voter fraud is a myth. It does not exist. But voter suppression is real. And if I said that, who would you think of right away?
Well, maybe Stacey Abrams, yeah.
In Georgia, because she still says that the votes were suppressed and she lost the election because of votes being suppressed by the Republicans, which is a bunch of hogwash. Now, here is, in fact, what she had to say. I'll just give you about a minute of this.
What do you say to people who say that voter ID laws or exact match policies are essentially protecting the election process?
First of all, voter fraud is a myth. It does not exist. People aren't putting on, you know, fake mustaches trying to vote twice. But voter suppression is real. We know that voter ID laws seem perfectly normal. But if you lived in Alabama when they passed their voter ID law, they also shut down two-thirds, I believe, of the organizations of the DMVs in black communities so that the very people who needed those IDs would not be able to get them. If you live in Indiana, where they moved your polling place in Hamilton County outside of the bounds of the city, if you didn't have a car, you couldn't get to vote. And so what we have to recognize is that, again, these laws seem very basic, but the application and the implication is that your vote doesn't matter. And that's why FairFight2020.org is designed to go beyond registration. We focus on voter protection, getting you on the rolls, making sure you can stay on the rolls, and making sure your ballot can be cast and counted.
Now, what did you pick up from that right away?
Well, number one, you know, she's saying, first of all, the voter fraud doesn't exist, but goodness gracious, has she heard of all the dead people that, you know, are on these voter rolls all the time and they don't exist anymore?
And the motor voter laws, which allows people to drive across the state line and sign up to vote the same day that they vote. Let's see, they were doing that with busloads of people from Pennsylvania going to Ohio and people going from Ohio going to Chicago, Illinois, and it's been done for years and years and years.
Yeah, and so if you notice how she tries to trivialize the whole thing, it's not people putting on fake mustaches and going to vote. Goodness gracious, no, that's not what we're talking about, but it can be very, very insidious. But, of course, you know, what she's talking about, this idea, well, of course, there's voter suppression. You know, it all goes into the same thing, Captain, where for some reason, if Democrats can't win elections, there has to be some nefarious plot behind it, as opposed to if they won the election and someone said, no, wait a minute, this and that happened and you're really not legitimate, well, then they'd laugh in your face.
What are the three R words I just mentioned?
The recession, racism, and what was the other one?
Russia.
That's right.
Well, listen to what Stacey Abrams said, because she used one of them right here, because I'll just cap the Stacey Abrams discussion with this last little bit here.
I have said many times he's a racist, but more importantly, he does not value Americans and he does not value humanity. And that should be more disturbing to everyone than the title that we prescribe to him.
She's calling the president a racist, and she had ought to know very well about that, because she and the people that do the name calling and the accusations on the other side, of the aisle, are the ones, in fact, that are racist.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting too, Captain, because this is being said to an interviewer, evidently, and if you were to say something like, so-and-so is not only, I don't like his political stuff, or I think he's a bad person, but he doesn't value humanity. I mean, that seems like that would be challenged. Like, why would you say something like that? I mean, this seems to go so far beyond the pale that, you know, it just, now we can just, I guess they just want to say, well, Donald Trump's the devil, and everybody knows it, and we're just going to move on from there. But this is no longer political discourse. This is simply name-calling, and it's not helping anybody.
Now, Hong Kong is a very troubled area right now of the world, correct?
Yes, very troubled.
And Hong Kong should serve as a warning to the entire world, because Hong Kong International Airport closed for 2 days last week after the pro-democracy protesters clashed with Hong Kong riot police. And it's been 2 months since millions of Hong Kongers took to the streets to protest legislation that would allow people accused of crimes to be extradited to mainland China. Now, the outside world can do little to assure the future of freedom in Hong Kong beyond making the case that preserving the principles of liberty are at stake. Because when Britain left, there was a period of time, a buffer zone for Hong Kong to do whatever they needed to do as an independent state to get ready for the takeover of China, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it was 30 years. That's the number I think I keep coming up with. Does that sound about right?
Yes. It was back in 97.
But nevertheless, the plight of that territory's more than 7 million souls can teach us an important lesson about what China has in mind for the rest of the world, and it's not good because... In talking with some people yesterday, some military and some world experts, they're telling me that they believe that China is going to shut the door to Hong Kong, not allow anybody else in or out, and then they're going to bring in the military and just absolutely clean house.
You know, and that would be a major setback and, of course, a terrible tragedy for the people of Hong Kong. But it would be a terrible setback for the earth in total, because again this would be rearing its head again, the idea of total tyranny, but yet the Chinese government in Beijing doesn't seem to understand that that is exactly the reaction that they would get from the rest of the world. But, you know, these protests, Captain, are having a major effect on Hong Kong. We understand that just last week, the 2019 GDP growth forecast was downgraded to between 0 and 1%. Originally, it would have been 2 to 3%. And so this is having an effect. And now they're going out and they're telling the protesters, look, this law, this extradition law, has been suspended. But it may be a little too little too late, because you got these they got the protesters who understand now that they've got to be in it for all the marbles. This is not going to go away anytime soon. There's no easy fix to this now.
Now, if I were to tell you the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Who said that?
Oh, Ronald Reagan used to love to say that.
He did say that, yeah. And he said that back in 1986. And it kind of goes along with what's going on today in the United States, because some of today's leading liberals have a big problem with that quote. Yet we've spent $28 trillion on a dazzling array of government programs for poor and low-income Americans that promote dependency, and millions of Americans are now dependent on the handouts of others. How is that helpful, Kyle?
Well, it's really not, and it's the typical old bait and switch. You know, the idea that, well, we're going to every 2 or 4 years, mostly, most intensely every 4 years, we're going to come around to your community and we're going to say, you don't have enough government programs. Government hasn't done enough for you. You just got to put us in power. We're going to help you.
All
and
right.
It never works.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They're still at it. Two members of the squad who could have gone to Israel with a bipartisan congressional delegation but did not continue to speak out against President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even just direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135. The NASDAQ up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is being brought to you by your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, you can find out who that might happen to be by going to the website GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and just type in your zip code, and boom, up will pop your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurance in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. That includes the car or truck that you're driving, and they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even your snowmobile. Now, they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your GEICO insurance agent. So, go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, type in your zip code, and you will find out who your agent is, and take it away and save yourself some money like they did me. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So Omar and Tlaib had this little press conference yesterday and stood there and boo-hoo and wah-wah about stuff that just plain wasn't true.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, it was interesting to me, Captain, that Tlaib especially talked about not being able to go and visit her grandmother, but Israel gave her a the dispensation to do that if she wanted to. But it's just that she was not able to go into Israel and begin to instigate things. She could visit her grandmother on humanitarian purposes. But Captain, they stood there at the microphone today talking about how duly elected members of Congress are not able to go to Israel. Well, part of that is true. Typically, members of Congress can go to different countries and do go to different countries.
As a group.
As a group, usually as a bipartisan group.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something wholly different from what we understand. They didn't want to talk about their itinerary. They didn't want to talk about the people they're actually going to go see. But they did want to try to perpetrate this notion that somehow Israel is the new South Africa. Unfortunately, they don't understand what's actually going on in Israel.
They were going into the Palestinian-held areas, which is where the grandmother, I guess, of Tlaib lived. But that's where they were going to go, and they were going to stay there because they were going to they'd been invited in there by an Israeli labeled terrorist group, and they were going to be in there, and they were going to conduct a protest in there.
Well, that's right, and it would be an instigating, they would actually trying to create flashpoints, because listening to Omar and Tlaib today, you just got the impression that, you know, of course, they're completely anti-Israel, it would appear. They don't seem to be interested in the actual foreign policy or oversight that Omar talked about, this kind of thing. But it's just Israel is the new apartheid. It is they are racist in and of themselves, et cetera. They're occupying a country called Palestine, evidently, which doesn't exist.
That's right.
Yeah, and completely twisting and not even really talking about cogently the peace process that's been going on for many decades, since Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton even, George W. Bush. I remember, Captain, many years ago, George Bush stood in the Rose Garden of the White House, put his prestige on the line for this idea called the Roadmap for Peace. And what happened, of course, you got a terrorist group or you got terrorist attacks that derail all these things. And the two-state system has been talked about for a long time, but Tlaib and Omar don't seem to know anything about this, evidently.
No, and they don't want to know anything because they have their own agenda.
Right. That's exactly right. They don't want a two-state system. I hate to say it. This is, they're, again, using the phraseology that doesn't comport with what actually goes on. In Israel, you have Israeli Arabs who vote, who are represented in the Knesset, and so on and so forth. So it's not some sort of easily definable thing that they can say it's black or white. It's not like that at all. And the Israelis live in a very, very tough security situation. They've been invaded. They have terrorist attacks coming at them for years and years and years, all since 1948 when the UN created the modern state of Israel.
Now, would it be fair to say that there may be an overreaction by some people here in the United States when it comes to terrorists because they're scared to death of something that really hasn't taken full effect yet, and they think that it's going to be very bad for the economy and very bad for them, and we're going to lose jobs and this, that, and all that sort of stuff. Is that a fair assumption?
I would think so, yeah.
All right. Well, here's what the president had to say about China and President Pai.
Well, I think President Xi obviously has this in mind because he probably would have acted faster. So I think he has at least something in mind having to do with trade because it's something he could do fairly easily. It could be, unfortunately, very ruthless. So I do think it plays on his mind, and I do think he is thinking about what I've had to say. It would have an impact on trade. There's no question about it.
Now, President Xi, I said Pai, but that's the pronunciation that you look at when you look at the letters. But then the president came back, Kyle, and he had this to say about the tariffs. And again, this is from where I'm sitting, from what I'm seeing, from what I'm even the cost of things, you know, looking at different prices of things that I know are made in China or vice versa. This is a factual statement, and I'll play this.
Yesterday on Afghanistan, on the economy, which is doing very well, we have the strongest economy by far in the world. The tariffs have cost nothing, in my opinion, or certainly very little. We have import prices from and through July, all the way through July, and they're down 1.8%, so that the import prices have actually gone down. China is eating the tariffs because of monetary manipulation. Also, they're pouring a lot of money into their country because they don't want to lose jobs. They're losing, as you probably know because you reported it, but they lost over 2 million jobs in a short period of time. And they want to make a deal. We'll see what happens, but they definitely want to make a deal.
Well, yeah, because that's true. What he just said is absolutely true. And I don't hear anybody reporting it.
Well, no, of course not, because the narrative is supposed to be, evidently, from the central committee or whatever it might be, the idea that, nope, we're heading into a recession, it's President Trump's fault, he's poking China with a stick, and we're not supposed to do that, and the tariffs are going to ruin everything, and the farmers are going to go out of business, and on it would go, because, as you mentioned earlier, one of those three R words, two of which I remembered correctly earlier, but the recession, it's coming, it's going to destroy everything, and it's President Trump's fault. But in reality, President Trump is trying to make up for a lot of lost time here for many different American administrations, and trying to get the thing balanced again where America is actually doing well.
Now, let's just take a look at something here for a second, and I'll make this our last topic. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democratic candidate for president, one of the many, recently warned that the U.S. economy might collapse in the near term. Now, I've checked and I've rechecked, and I've been doing a lot of research identifying the conditions that tend to lead to financial collapses, what I call a catastrophic loss. And it turns out the kinds of environments which tend to lead them are sudden shifts in policy in an anti-business direction, or a weakening of property rights, excessive taxation, excessive spending are also a part of the toxic mix. In other words, exactly the kind of hard left turns which are associated predominantly with much of the Democratic field.
Well, exactly right. And this is, I think, why they're taking such a strong tack against the president, against this great economy. They're happy to try to scare you into believing that somehow this ruin is coming if we continue on course, which is a great course, especially for many different ethnic groups, many different racial groups, the country as a whole. Everybody seems to be doing better, basically. But yet you're right, because they want to come in and bring in these other policies, which they know are terrible, but at the same time extend the reach of government and the ability, for lack of a better term, to rule over the people because things go bad, basically.
Yeah, and the thing of it is you can wish yourself into a bad economy if you talk enough people into, pardon me, believing that you're going off to the end of the cliff without a paddle to your rowboat or whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we got to wake up and we got to realize that we are still the greatest country on the planet Earth, on which I want to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, me too, Captain. Absolutely. Right there with you. Because the philosophy really is giving people opportunity. Doesn't matter what color you are, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't matter what racial background, ethnic background. But if you have opportunity in this country, then everybody can prosper. Everybody has a good chance. But under the sort of the domination system of the far left, everything's controlled. You're told what to do, what to buy, how to do it, and that doesn't work.
All righty. I'll talk to you tomorrow night because the music's going to cut you off here.
Sounds
all right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com for more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah.
righty, that's a little CCR. Little CCR bringing you in here on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we thank them for doing that very, very much. And by the way, that was by a popular request. Sarah up in Atlanta wanted to hear that. So, Sarah, that was for you. And, Deborah, how are you doing up here in Jasper? Appreciate you two tuning in and commenting and sending me that little piece a little bit earlier. Thank you very much. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's average truck stop anymore, because some of the pilots now are big-time travel centers, and they got a lot of stuff in them. We'll tell you all about that in a minute. But let's start with the weather today. It's not a whole lot more different than what it was yesterday in terms of the widespread summer heat. And, of course, this time, today, we're going to be talking about some enhanced severe weather, which is starting to rear its ugly head. And, unfortunately, that's what happens when you get really hot temperatures and you get a little cooler front moving through and whatnot. But a large ridge of high pressure continues to deliver summer heat with humidity in several sections of the country. Now, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect across the desert southwest. Of course, temperatures there are going to be 110, 115 degrees. Heat index factors will reach 120 in many areas, Tucson and Phoenix and Kingman and Yuma and Barstow and Las Vegas and on out into the desert of California. Now, the heat advisories also will go into the south central plains from mid to the lower Mississippi Valley and a small part of the middle Atlantic. Meanwhile, an enhanced risk of organized severe thunderstorms is possible from Iowa to Illinois and Indiana. Now, there is a line right now which is in Iowa, in the southeastern corner of South Dakota, that is moving to the east. And in a couple hours or so, it should be over in Illinois and parts of Wisconsin, and probably will be by morning, I'm going to guess, over in the Indiana area. And good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're in Charleston, Missouri, headed to Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, your last load for the week. All righty. Well, we got you. And by the way, again, they told us that the Subaru plant that they haul for is expanding their operation and hiring more people. So that's a good thing. So that's Indiana. And again, I'll get into all that here in a minute. But let's take a look at the weather. Now, we do have still some flood warnings in Florida along the Gulf. Up along, let's see, Citrus County, it looks like, right now, because of all the rain that we had over the weekend and even into Monday. We had some really strange rain here yesterday. It was like a monsoon, like being in a tropical storm for about 20 minutes. Wind, sideways rain, soaking rain. I mean, big-time soaking rain. But anyway, Central Texas, Central and, let's see, Eastern Kansas, Central Oklahoma, Eastern Kansas, Western Missouri, most of Arkansas, Western Tennessee to include Memphis, the northern and the western part of Louisiana and Mississippi, and the hot, really hot temperatures in the Midwest will be Oklahoma from Oklahoma City east over to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and up towards Joplin, Missouri, where we'll have temperatures, heat indexes around 110 degrees. Now, that whole area, again, I-35, I-44, I-40, I-20, I-35 north-south, Kansas City south down to just about San Antonio. You've got some very warm temperatures you'll be in riding in today. And Catwoman and Road Dog, you'll be in the heat all the way to, well, past Missouri, let's see. You'll be in the heat all the way up into Kentucky, and you should run out of it about southern Indiana. But more high heat on the East Coast today, Philadelphia and Jersey, inland New Jersey, Trenton. Looks like you'll have some high heat warnings there for yourself. And there's another system coming in to the northwest right now with rain and cooler temperatures that will be coming into Washington State and Oregon, and that will gradually make its way across the northern part of the United States, across I-90, probably come across I-94, I-84, and that'll be around for the weekend, looks like. So we could have some thunderstorms out west, and again, where it hasn't rained, it's really, really, really dry. So you got to be careful out there. Got to be real careful out there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And the one thing about Pilots and Flying J's right now is with the additions of the truck stops that they added, turned them over to Pilot, became Pilots, they have some interesting travel centers, which are pretty good sized and have all the amenities that the Flying J's do. Now, even some of the smaller Pilots, you can still go in there and find yourself an Arby's or a Chester's Chicken or a Dairy Queen, maybe a McDonald's, maybe a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. Or it could be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, I stopped at one yesterday. I got one in my neighborhood. I stopped and got a large vanilla iced coffee, which is their iced coffee there is fantastic. And I got a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel and an order of hash browns. And I was looking at their menu and all the different sandwiches they have, plus the lunch menu they got there. I mean, it's not bad. And they got soups there. They got chili there. It's not bad at all. Looks like they got nice little stuff and tables in there if you want to sit there and relax. So all the different additions that they've done here with the Pilots and Flying J now are really, really, really good, thinking of the driver in mind, which is good. It's about time. And in the Flying J's, of course, you'll find a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on where you're at. Obviously, the bigger sit-down restaurants. Now, the two that I've been in here in Florida have got Denny's in them, which I don't mind. They're okay. But it's all designed with you in mind, because just about anything you need in the way of trucker services, permits, advances, ATMs, check cashing, trip packs to get your loads in a timely manner so you get your checks back as quickly as you can, all very important in the age in which we live in. I mean, you know, back in the day, there were drivers that, before they had things going the way they do now, there were drivers that had to wait at least 30 days to get a check, because that's the way it worked. But not anymore. Not anymore. All righty. I will be back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, right after the top of the hour news. Remember, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the captain as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.